And on behalf of the European Union, I have a few general comments with regard to the draft declaration, but I think I will keep those for the next round and focus more on the debate that we're having while the panelists are still with us. And of course, I've listened carefully to what the colleague of Colombia, inter alia, mentioned on the importance of transitional justice and reparation, and it was mentioned also by other colleagues in the room as well. And I just wanted to say in this regard that, of course, when it comes to the European Union, we've been discussing this before, these are things, sometimes people see the European Union as a monolithic bloc, but we are, of course, representing 27 EU member states. And when it comes to important topics such as this, the reality is that my member states have, each of them has their own, let's say, history in this regard. But what I can share with you is that, as you will have heard during the panel on the negative effects of colonialism that we had during the 51st session, the EU did make a statement in which we recognized that discussing and addressing the issue of colonialism in all its forms, that is very important indeed, and that combating racism and racial discrimination also means acknowledging and addressing the legacy of past transgressions. In that same statement, the EU recognized that slavery and the slave trade, including the transatlantic slave trade, were indeed appalling tragedies in the history of humanity, and that if we can have conversations about the past when they are conducted in a constructive manner, that this can indeed open doors and help us find ways to grasp with these past injustices. Conversations do provide opportunities to pay tribute and reflect on the sacrifices and the loss. And I think at some point, indeed, the elements mentioned before by other speakers should be part of that conversation as well. Of course, my member states, how should I mention this, reparation can take many different forms, and my member states have all signed up to the ICERT, which has an article, a principled article on this, and I'm very well aware of the fact that the DDPA contains language on that as well. But of course, this is something that also goes back to national competence of the EU member states. Thank you very much.